Today, I would like to present a brief comparison of the two Neo 6M GPS modules. The difference between these modules is the use of a different PCB and a different antenna. The described modules in the pictures below. Older version on the left, newer on the right. I described the first of them some time ago. You can find this description at this link. Looking at today's prices, I can say that the module in China has increased a bit more, while on Allegro, the price has changed significantly. Today, for such a module on AliExpress, together with the shipment, we have to spend about $3.73 with the antenna, and on Allegro, the cheapest module with shipment costs PLN $56. The module is available with two different solder mask colors, red and black. The cost of the second version of the module is about $8.50, including shipping. As of today, I do not see any offers for sale of this version on Allegro. How are the modules different from each other? At first glance, as I mentioned above, a PCB. The new module is slightly larger. Its dimensions are 37 by 26 by 8 millimeters. The dimensions of the old receiver are 36 by 24 by 12 millimeters. The dimensions of the antenna are 21 by 6 by 7 millimeters. The new module has a soldered antenna into the PCB. It is much larger compared to the older version. It has the shape of a rectangle with a side length of 25 millimeters. Another difference is the built-in micro-B USB socket. Of course, we still have a 5-pin gold pin socket for communication and power as in the previous version of the receiver. On the surface, that's it. The heart of the receiver was the same, i.e. the Neo 6M0001 from uBlox. What does an additional USB socket give us? Well, here it makes our work with this receiver much easier. Thanks to the USB socket, we can power our module and communicate with it without additional devices, as in the previous version, where a UART converter was needed, e.g. FT232. You only need a USB cable to start working with the receiver. There is no UART converter on the PCB. Just look at the documentation of the Neo 6M system to see that this system has a UART interface that is led out to pins 5 and 6, which are here connected directly to the USB socket. Nothing prevents you from adding or soldering a USB cable to a module that does not have a USB socket, eliminating the need to use a UART converter. After connecting the cable to the socket and installing the drivers, we only need to find in the device manager under which virtual COM port our module is. In the case of Windows 7, we do not need drivers. The system already has the appropriate drivers. In the case of Windows XP, you will need the appropriate drivers. I do not know how it will be with newer operating systems. To do this, just install the uCenter program from the uBlox website and the system will find the drivers itself after connecting the receiver to the computer. In the attachment at the bottom, you will find the package with the program. The program can also be downloaded from the manufacturer's website at this link. In the program, we have a visualization of the data that our module receives. Here we can see how many satellites it sees, how strong the signal is, etc. When we have the drivers installed and the receiver correctly detected by the system, just use the program, e.g. HyperTerminal, set the port number shown in the manager, and give the same settings as with the older version of the module. Our new receiver uses exactly the same NMEA protocol as the old receiver. The only difference that can be noticed is the data frame marked with the $GPTXT tags. Current consumption with USB power is about 50 milliamps before catching a fix, and about 40 milliamps after catching a fix. As a reminder, let me mention that the older version uses 60 and 50 milliamps respectively. I did not notice a difference in determining the accuracy of the position. After entering the coordinates into Google Maps from both receivers, the position on the map is identical. The same goes for e.g. movement speed, cold start time. For the old module, it is usually a dozen or so minutes, although there were cases that after about